You'll hear a doctor explaining how the weather affects us. As you listen, fill in the missing information for questions 1 to 8. Listen very carefully, as you'll hear the recording once only.
We all like to talk about the weather, but how much do we know about how the weather affects us? Are you prone to headaches when there are thunderstorms about? Do you feel bad-tempered and irritable when it's hot and muggy? Or depressed when it's cold and grey? Well, you'll be interested to hear that the latest research is confirming what many of us have always believed. There really is a connection between the weather and the way we feel. Dr. Jenkins, could you tell us about this new research?
Yes, indeed. The findings clearly demonstrate that sudden changes in atmospheric pressure, humidity, and temperature affect us in very real ways, both physically and mentally. Now, for example, if you have a sudden low-pressure system with a lot of cloud cover, and that's combined with warm winds, then the effect is that our reflexes slow down. It's been shown that the number of road accidents increases significantly during periods of increased cloudiness and the passage of warm air currents. So, if you're driving, for example, drive with care. Because in an emergency, say if you need to brake suddenly, your reactions are going to be that bit slower. Now, we get a different kind of effect when the same low-pressure system is combined not with warm winds, but with a sudden drop in temperature. Cold, damp weather doesn't slow us down, but we do tend to get odd aches and pains. As a doctor, in weather like this, I get noticeably more patients coming in complaining of aches and pains than normal. In this sort of weather, you should try to take it easy. Don't strain yourself. Don't do too much strenuous exercise.
Okay, those are some of the physical effects of the weather. Can it affect us psychologically too?
Oh, absolutely. The weather can affect the efficiency of our thinking, for example. In particular, our ability to concentrate on something for any length of time. This applies mostly during periods of low pressure and above normal humidity, especially when these are combined with unstable conditions.
For example?
Oh, unstable conditions like when you have a mixture of rain showers and sunny spells, that kind of thing. And according to various studies which have been carried out, the overall effect of this combination of weather conditions is that we tend to suffer from loss of concentration.
Which, of course, has implications for our work.
Right. In humid, changeable conditions, it's best to avoid doing anything complicated. Check your accounts tomorrow.
What about our moods?
Well, the weather can affect our moods quite dramatically. For example, above normal temperatures and humidity combined with extremely hot, dry winds can make us feel irritable and on edge. And that's not all, unfortunately. In those conditions, we're also more prone to being violent. Police studies in New York, for example, have shown that there are more muggings, arguments, and fights in hot rather than cold weather. Hot weather and crime are definitely connected.
What's your advice?
Well, the best thing to do is to try to avoid conflict situations. Don't get into arguments with colleagues or family.
Dr. Jenkins, thank you very much indeed for coming in today. If you want any more...